Greetings, this is Pastor Stan Harvey of the Pentecostals of Sydney. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. It is our hope that this message, whether it be a Sunday service or a midweek lesson, would be a blessing and a help to you in your spiritual journey. Stay connected with us on our website, posydney.com, or on our numerous social media platforms. Now to the service.
Inviting me this morning to be your preacher this morning. To be honest with you, I have been cornered by God. I was reluctant to preach this message this morning, but God somehow just put me in a corner. You preach, I'm in charge here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You just preach what I want you to preach this morning. So bear with me. I won't take long of your time. Praise God. We'll turn to the word of the Lord in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 3. The good thing about here is that technology is very good, so I can see that if you can put that, please, on the screen there. Romans 10, 3. It's not down there. Is it there? No. It's here. Where can I see it? Is there? Okay. Okay. Good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. This is Paul writing to the Romans. And Paul, you know very well about Paul. Hallelujah. He was an Israelite. He speaks the Jewish language, and he was well-schooled. And here he's writing to the Romans, telling them about his background. Hallelujah. Being an Israelite, oh, he can speak the Hebrew language. Amen. All that well-schooled and well-learned Paul, writing to the Romans in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 3. Sorry. That's why I was mixed up. Verse 3, Romans 10, 3. Can you change it? Is that Romans 10, 4? Where? In here. It's not, okay. Okay, sorry, praise the Lord. I have to, okay, let's read it now. Let's read it all together, read it. 1, 2, 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You know, Paul, before, he, because of his schooling, he thought he was right all the time. He was right all the time. Hallelujah. But he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus. After he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus, then he knew I was not right all the time. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a big topic about talking about righteousness. It's a big topic. It's a very big concept in the Bible. But today, if I can just talk to us about righteousness, just to find it here, it is a righteousness from God himself obtained by faith in Jesus Christ. That is what Paul knew after he encountered Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But before that, he was a self-righteous person. Even though he wrote many of the epistles, about 13 of them, in the New Testament. But before that, he was a self-righteous person. That's why I told God, man, I don't want to preach this message, but God, you preach. The topic this morning is self-righteousness. Self-righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Give a hand clap one more to the Lord. Turn to the person beside you. Say, self-righteous, and sit down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Okay, let's talk about rights. Rights is a very important topic in the world today. The war between Russia and Ukraine is all about rights. Russia is saying, I'm right. Ukraine is saying, right. You know, rights can lead you to conflict. Rights can lead you to war. Rights can lead you to death, fighting for your right. Hallelujah. Also, there was a woman by the name of Mahsa Amin in Iran. She had some right. Hallelujah. She had some woman's right. And the government didn't want to take on that right, to give her the favor. But this woman challenged the government, and there were a lot of opposition. Praise God, just a single woman, and there were 30,000 of them that supported her, because Asa Amini was saying, I'm right. The government of Iran was saying, I am right. Hallelujah. God bless us this morning. Right now in Hamas is fighting in Israel because they say Hamas is right and Israel is saying, I am right. God bless us this morning. There was a COVID-19 recently, and there was, you know, fight amongst the church in Fiji and also everywhere in the world. Hallelujah, about their own right. I won't take the vaccination. I will take the vaccination. But that is somebody else's right. That is the right that we fight in Fiji. Hallelujah. We, you know, some churches in Fiji, they have to split. They have to sit down all the pastors who don't take vaccination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They lose their license. Not easy, brother. Not easy, sister. Hallelujah. But we are glad in the United Pentecostal Church, that time I was in the general board, we decided then we don't want to excommunicate any pastor. We don't want to excommunicate any saint. Hallelujah. Just because of the rights that we have. Hallelujah. In this world. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, I believe you believe too that we have certain rights, and we don't want anybody to invade in our spaces of our rights. Just give a hand clap to the Lord this morning. There are very rights. There are human rights, indigenous rights, women's rights, gay rights, man's rights, children's rights, you name it, etc. Praise God. God help us this morning. Hallelujah. When I look at it, I get confused. What's happening? We are trying to unite. We're trying to bring peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Any government in this world will try to bring peace to the people, to the masses, in order to satisfy people's rights everywhere. And it's a difficult job the lawmakers are doing in trying to maintain this worldwide. Hallelujah. Give a hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I see this, I get confused. What's happening in our world? What's happening in our situation? But I came to the Word of God. Then I read in Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. Hallelujah. Jesus' story about the parable of the sower. Hallelujah. The sower. They wanted to pull out the tares so that the wheat can grow. Praise God. Hallelujah. They want to pull out the bad seed. Hallelujah. So that the good seed can grow. But Jesus said this in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 30. Let both grow together. That's powerful, brother. That's powerful, sister. Hallelujah. So if you want to quench this, if you want to stop this, I'm telling you, it's impossible. Hallelujah. Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has said, let them grow together. When the time of the harvest comes, hallelujah, that the good seed will be harvested. Hallelujah. And the bad will be harvested. And you know what the bad seed will go to. They will go to the fire. Hallelujah. And the good seed will be harvested and will be used. You go to the market, you don't want to buy a bad apple or a bad tomato. You always want to buy the good one. Amen. Hallelujah. That is exactly what God is talking about. Hallelujah. Praise God. The good seed, the Bible says, is the Son of Man. Hallelujah. The bad seed, or the tares, is the devil. And note this, The field is the world. Praise God. The king of this world is the devil. You must know that. Praise God. He's the prince of this world. Hallelujah. You go out there into the world, hallelujah, and fight for your right. Praise God. But when you come to the church, we have to filter all those rights through the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because only God has all the rights. Let everyone be a liar. And he is the one that has all the rights. And I'm glad this morning we have chosen to come through the church. Hallelujah. We want to be part of this church. The church that God himself built. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. The gates of hell will never prevail against the church. That is the church that you and me belong to. The destiny of the church is known. The church is not going to end up in hell. It's going to walk through hell. Hallelujah. Mind, never mind what's happening in the world. Just be careful that you come into this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. And know that you filter your rights through the word of God. And that is where we have to stick this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the Bible, the church has to be one accord. The church has to be together. The church has to be united. We heard it properly by Brother Sullivan preaching it last week. You have to connect. We have to be together. The word is used in the Bible is one accord. Hallelujah. If you look in the Bible, there are 17 times the word one accord appears. But 11 times it appears in the book of Acts. You know, that's the church. We started in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 2, that's where our church started. Hallelujah. Praise God, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in with one accord in one place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, we are in one accord in one place. This is the church. I'm glad. Hallelujah. Praise God. That we have a church. Note this. Ready for this. The church. God put the church in the world to evangelize the world. Not vice versa. Not the world to evangelize the church and become worldly. Let's give a hand clap unto the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, I stand before you. I'm just a first generation Pentecost. I am glad that the truth came into our shores and we began to embrace the truth. Last year we had our 50th anniversary, 50 years, 50th anniversary in Fiji. And I'm glad many of our brothers have come here, hallelujah, and mixed with the Australians and mixed with all the nations of the world. Man, this is like a melting pot in Australia. I've seen all kind of people, all multicolored, multination. I don't know how many nations. Praise God. No wonder why it's being said. Hallelujah. Heaven will be like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. We filter our holy living according to this Bible. How we conduct ourselves. Hallelujah. How we dress up. Hallelujah. How we do our hair. How we wear all these things. Amen. How we paint our faces. Sorry, POS. Hallelujah. Just give one clap to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. I'm glad I'm part of this church. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's talk a little bit about Paul. Please just throw up the Philippians chapter 3. I'm just want to watch my watch here. I'm on time. I think I'll finish before time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 to 6. Let's do some Bible reading this morning. This is what Paul said. The one who read his book to the Romans now is writing to the Philippians. This is what he wrote. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man, other man, thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. He trusts in the flesh. Hallelujah. There are two references to this. You can call this that he's a rich man. He's a wealthy man. He had everything. But he can be also metaphorically speaking about what rights that he already believed. He was brought up in and he believed it. Hallelujah. The various education, the various upbringing, the various things that he got through in his life. Hallelujah. Before coming to encountering Jesus, and he began to lose all those rights. Hallelujah. He was talking about, he's wealthy. I'm wealthy. I have everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. And go ahead. Second one. Circumcised the eighth day. Hallelujah. Culturally, or according to the law, he was circumcised the eighth day. He was the stock of Israel. He was an Israelite. Hallelujah. The Israelites are special people. They are chosen people. Hallelujah. He's from the tribe of Benjamin, the favorite son of Jacob, Benjamin. Praise the Lord. Can we go on? Hallelujah. Go ahead till up to verse 6. Okay. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. He had a lot of zeal. He had a lot of passion to do the work of what he believes. He didn't only believe it. He was not only educated in it, but he took action and wanted to do things that he believed. Praise God. Hallelujah. He didn't want to lay it there. He didn't want to lay it there doing nothing. And he wanted to take action. Hallelujah. Of what he believed. Praise God. God help us today. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless. Anyone here who is blameless like this man? He's almost like Jesus. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was blameless. Hallelujah. But I'm glad he had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God help us this morning. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says this. God's desire, God wants, hallelujah, God's purpose, all must be saved. All should be saved. Hallelujah. God wants everyone, each and everyone sitting here or listening to this broadcast here this morning to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Can we put that up there, please? Sorry, 1 Timothy 2, 4. He wants everyone to be saved. Hallelujah. To come and to know, to come and to understand that there is only one God. That's the purpose of your save, why you are saved this morning. To come and know the truth. What is the truth? The Bible says that there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's the reason why God wants you to be saved. Hallelujah. The reason is to come and know the truth. What is the truth? To know that there is only one God. Hallelujah. If you believe in the Trinity this morning, hallelujah, listen and know that there is only one God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We are baptized in his name. Hallelujah. There are 613 laws, commandments in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Many Bible scholars say that there are 613 commandments or laws in the Old Testament. We call it laws. But the commandments comprise of laws, comprise of testimonies, comprise of decrees. From that 613 commandments, hallelujah, praise God. God help us this morning. Hallelujah. 365 are positive are negative commandments. You don't do it. You don't do it. And 248 are negative commandments. Are positive commandments. You do it. You do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the laws, the Bible says, they just take us to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one of the lawyers asked Jesus, hallelujah, what is the first commandment? In the book of Mark, hallelujah, praise God, tells us the first of all the commandments. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and strength. That is the first. And the second is likewise. You love your neighbor. Yes, love yourself. Hallelujah. And the Bible in the book of Matthew say, upon these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not only the truth. Understanding that there is only one God is not only the truth, but it is the first of all the commandments. And all the other commandments, they hang on those. Hallelujah. If those one fall, if the first one fall, all the rest fall. Hallelujah. Give a hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, tell your sister. Brother, there is only one God. And his name is Jesus. I have been baptized in the name of Jesus. I am free. Hallelujah. I am free. I have liberty. When you come to the church, we think that we don't have liberty. We are liberated. We are free people. Hallelujah. You know why you don't have liberty? You are doing it the wrong way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're trying to worship God from your own righteousness. No, madam. No, sir. Worship God through the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has all the rights. And I'm glad today. Some people come to church. They feel they are bounded. They feel they are not free. But the church is free. Sister, the church is one place where there is liberty. There is freedom. Come to the church. Hallelujah. Be part of the church. The destiny of the church is understood. The destiny of the church is known. Hallelujah. But bear with me. All the wealth, all the upbringing, good upbringing, all the wealth, hallelujah, the special high education, the good cultural upbringing is zeal and being blameless according to the law. Jesus had an encounter with him. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's God's desire, hallelujah, that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. One thing I believe, brother, one thing I believe, sister, if that is the desire of God, God is going to have a personal encounter with you. Just like he did for Paul. He's going to have a personal encounter with you. He'll come to your level. He'll come to your understanding. He'll come to the rights that you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it depends on your response. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad today, amen, that God is still reaching out to this Lord, to this lost and dying world, to try and have an encounter personally with man, with woman, with children. Praise God. All races and all religion. Praise the Lord. You must be sensitive. Hallelujah. You must be sensitive because God will have an encounter with you. Hallelujah. And that's the time you'll be sensitive to the Spirit. And you must respond. Say, yes, God, I am here. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Paul was a very rough man. Hallelujah. He was rough. He was a killer. He did all the rough thing, but God had an encounter with him the rough way too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was riding on a horse. Hallelujah, wanting to go and persecute the church. Daylight. There was a light much brighter than the sun that shone on his face. And he fell down because he was a rough guy. God had to deal with him rough. Give a hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll meet you at your level. He'll meet you at your understanding. He knows everything. Hallelujah. He's the Prince of Peace, the God of Lord, the Lord of Lord. He owns the cattle on 1,000 fields. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because he wants everyone to be saved, that is his desire. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy 2:4. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How are you going to respond? If you don't respond the first time, it's going to come the second time. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you are double-minded, you're going to come on the third time. Because why? He wants everyone to be saved. Hallelujah. Hell was made for the devil. But the road there is wide. Many are going on that road. The road to everlasting life is narrow. Only few are going in along that road. Why? The devil out there is winning. He's winning. And the church, hallelujah, we have a challenge this morning. Praise God. I just ask, why did God give the devil become the God of this world? Hallelujah. Praise God. But he wants to deal with you, brother. He wants to deal with you, sister, on your level of understanding. Hallelujah. On how far you've lived this life, on your cultural background, on the wealth that you have acquired, on the learning that you have had. Thank God that he's able to know that. Hallelujah. Just give a hand clap to the Lord that you have already had an encounter with Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:8. Please just put it up there. Philippians 3:8. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Maybe let's start from 7. Sorry, sister. Sorry, media team. Philippians 3:7. Okay. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Hallelujah. If you say, what is that gain? I've gained self-righteousness. This is what Paul is saying. But I've lost it. I count it loss for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Yes, doubtless, or without doubt. And I count all things. What are those all things? All those self-righteousness that I have all this time. Hallelujah. Count it loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said this, for whom I have suffered the loss of things. Hallelujah. You know, losing is going to bring suffering into your life. You will suffer because you've lost a lot of your good friends. You've lost a lot of the things that you hold so dear. It's going to be a suffering in your life. But brother and sister, hallelujah, praise God. Which side are you going to on? I will be on the side of Jesus. I will suffer, yes, but I know this is something better for me. Hallelujah, it's better for me to suffer here than I suffer eternity. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Three losses there. Three losses, man. Suffer the loss of all things and to count them but dung. Hallelujah. Until you see, until when all those things that you hold so dear become dung like dung. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then you can win Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is an expensive commodity. If you want to win him, you'll have to lose it all. Hallelujah. you have to lose it all. You know all those famous upgrim, all the things that he exalt before, all the things that he believed, Paul, he's lost them. Now he counts them lost so that he can win Christ, so that he can have a relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. God help us this morning. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 18, there was a story, the parable. If you look through the book of, go and read it after this. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 9 to 14, I believe. Hallelujah. Two came to the synagogue. Two came to the temple. One was a Pharisee, just like Paul. Hallelujah. And one was a publican. Amen. They came to pray. Amen. The other one, the Pharisee, like Paul, he was writing to the Romans, and he was to the Philippians. Hallelujah. And he was telling them how he used to pray before. This is what he said when Paul used to pray before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank thee that I am not as the men, as other men. Hallelujah. This is how Paul used to pray before an encounter with Jesus. I thank thee, I am not as other men. They are extortioners. They are unjust. They are adulterers. Or even like this publican. The publican was standing afar off. Hallelujah. Maybe praying in the corner there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not like this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all I possess. He must be lifting up his hand and he must be looking, hallelujah, to the publican. Hallelujah. And the publican came there with his head just bowed down. And he just beat his chest hard. And this is what he said. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Brothers, hallelujah. Sister, this morning, yes, we are all sinners saved by grace. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said in Luke chapter 18, verse 14, I tell you, this man, hallelujah, went home and God heard his prayer. And the Pharisee, God didn't hear his prayer. He was justified. The man who said that, the publican, hallelujah, God be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. His prayer was justified. Hallelujah. Was heard. And it was settle this morning. If there's a prayer that you want to pray this morning, hallelujah, praise God. Let's just tell God, thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank you, God. Hallelujah. That I'm in this place this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to close this morning. Praise God. Loss brings suffering. As I have told you this morning, Paul suffered when he lost. But he lost his self-righteousness. He all lost some people. But he gained Christ. He gained more friends in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. I suffered loss too. When I planted the church in Pacific Harbor, I lost my wife, my son, who was my assistant pastor, lost his daughter. He later lost, 2 years later, he lost his wife. Hallelujah. And as a pastor of the church, hallelujah, when you come through those losses, your mind begins to change. Your mind begins to wonder, hey, I'm in the business of God. But brothers, I tell you, hallelujah, praise God. I had doors slammed on my face when I go and ask people to come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Even some of my best saints, they stop me, they challenge me, they shut the door on my face. But brothers and sisters, hallelujah, I count it loss for Christ. Hallelujah. I count it loss for Christ. Hallelujah. It's going to bring suffering to you, brother. It may bring suffering to you, Jesus, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the cross, as I close this morning, on the cross, Jesus lose all his rights. Hallelujah. So you and I, we can become the righteousness of God. He lost all his rights. So you and I, we can become the righteousness of God. Brother Ben.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rokovasa. If we could all be upstanding, let us, this altar is open if you want to spend some time with the Lord. If you need the Holy Ghost, we can pray for you this morning. If you want to lay down your rights, amen. You know, we always think about, that's my right, this is my right. Thank you, Brother Felipe, for sharing that. Sometimes we just need to lay down our rights, amen, and allow God, amen, to step into His freedom and to step into what He has for us, amen. And the rights He has for us, He will give us if we sacrifice what we want sometimes, our desires, our things that we are trying to strive for. We lay them before the Lord, and then the Lord has something more beautiful for us always. Amen? Well, this altar is open as these musicians pray. Why don't you come spend some time, ministers, leaders, come and pray. This altar is open. Somebody break the ice. If you need the Holy Ghost this morning, come, we can pray for you. If you'll need to pray and repent of your sins, amen, and believe on Christ, and we can lay hands on you, and God can fill you with His Spirit, and you'll begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives you the power and the utterance. We can pray with you. If you need the Holy Ghost, just come and stand in this area and lift your hands if you need the Holy Ghost this morning. If you need to be baptized, the water's warm, it's ready to go. I hope it's warm. If it isn't, it doesn't matter. You'll feel even more baptized. But you can be buried with Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen. And have all your sins washed away. If you need that, come see someone. Come and see one of the ministers and leaders, and we'll be able to make that happen for you. But come, spend some time with the Lord.
Sing God, my Savior.